Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the paying and playing in the world of politics. Today's topic, the big California credit card. Having talked some in general about state debt in the last Spin Cycle, it's time to get to the specifics on this ballot. Right now, every Californian, on average, has about $105 of their state taxes go to paying off bonds voted in previous years, mostly to build state infrastructure. Other bonds voted in previous years but not yet sold will increase that to a peak of about $155 per Californian by 2011. If all the bonds on the November ballot passed, it would increase that value by over $75 per Californian per year. Is it worth it? Well, here are the details. Proposition 1B is the biggest item on the ballot. Its nearly $20 billion of bonds would cost over $35 per Californian per year. So what would you get? Most of the money goes to freeway and highway improvements. Smaller segments go to public rail transit projects, emissions improvements in rails and ports, and transit system security equipment. Proposition 1C would cost each California about $5.50 per year for its $2.8 billion in bonds. The biggest portion of this money goes to build infrastructure to help currently empty sections of urban land, so-called infill development. Other major pieces go to grants and loans to help poor people afford homes. One thing that's worth noting is that while the promoters of this measure tout its building of shelters for the homeless, battered women, and foster youth, only a tiny portion of the money is specifically targeted toward that. Proposition 1D represents slightly over $18 per Californian per year for about $10.5 billion of new school construction. Slightly over two-thirds of that money goes to elementary through high school construction, with about half of that being modernization projects. The roughly 30% going to higher education is split evenly between community colleges and state universities. Proposition 1E has a price tag of about $7.20 per year for each and every one of us. Three-quarters of the money goes to one purpose, the upgrading of the Central Valley flood control system, and in particular, the Sacramento Delta levees. The remaining quarter is spent on a range of local flood control and stormwater management systems. Finally, among the bond propositions is Proposition 84. Its $9.50 per year commitment from each and every Californian funds a wide range of water quality, river restoration, parkland, and habitat projects, mostly other than the Delta levees. The reason is that the package of projects selected for this bond measure was picked and approved prior to Hurricane Katrina making levee safety a focus of political attention. In fact, as you can tell by the numbering scheme, this was the only one of the bond measures not added after the usual deadline for submitting ballot propositions. That, in itself, might be a cause for concern. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.